The second meeting of the 174th year, the Waukesha County Board of Supervisors to order. Please join me in a pledge of allegiance and a silent prayer. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Roll call, Madam Clerk.
All supervisors are in attendance this evening.
Thank you. County Clerk correspondence and announcements. Any at all?
All items from the April meeting were signed by the county exec, and since the April meeting, we've had 9 claims filed.
Okay. The only announcement I have this evening is I think we're down to 1 or 2 of you left. The Statement of Economic Interest, the clerk put one in front of those couple that were left that do not have that filled out. That is due at the end of this week. So my suggestion is that we brought it for you tonight, fill it out tonight, and give it to the clerk. Because you'd have to bring it, otherwise you'd have to show up here sometimes the next 3 days. Any other announcements for the good of the order? Supervisor Howard.
Thank you, Chairman Decker. I wanted to let everybody know that upcoming August 10th, there's going to be Lake Country Days Suicide Awareness and the Silence. Proceeds from that event are going to go to NAMI. And Waukesha County and their CHIP process determined that one of the top 3 initiatives was mental health and a focus on suicide. We're in a zero suicide mode, and so this event is going to be quite remarkable. Michael Scott is going to be here as the main musician from Nashville. Brad Schimmel's band will also be playing that night, Four on the Floor, and it's going to be from 8 o'clock in the morning till 11 o'clock at night. This is at Stonebank Community Park. I'll give you guys more information on it later. There are baseball tournaments and all kinds of activities. Hollywood's Roadhouse is doing the food venue, and it should be pretty exciting. Again, all those proceeds are going to go to NAMI. They're looking for sponsors, and I thought about it would be so awesome is if our county board supervisors, Waukesha County Board Supervisors, all would consider putting in $10 apiece, and we could be listed as a sponsor, Waukesha County Board Supervisors. I'd love to see that. So I encourage you all. I've got an envelope here. It's got my name on it, but I'll pass it around. And if you, it's voluntary, so it's not official business. So it'd be really, really awesome. We'll be a sponsor for that event. So any questions, but I will get more information out to you guys. Thanks.
Thank you. Supervisor Swan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, fellow supervisors. Maybe some of you saw Mike Haslinger, a former member here at the county. His wife passed away. Yeah.
Okay, seeing no others, I will ask for a motion and a second to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. So moved by Supervisor Howard, second by Supervisor Johnson. Any additions, deletions? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The meetings are approved. Tonight's votes, 028, 029, and 030 are, bless you, 030 are 17 votes. That's 028, 029, 030 are 17 votes. All others are majority. Our first scheduled item this evening is the presentation of the 2018 annual report of the Waukesha County Airport by Airport Manager Kurt Stanich and Airport Commission Chair, our own Mike Crowley. Welcome up front, gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
Are we on? Can you hear me?
You're on.
Excellent. Okay, good evening, fellow commissioners, Mr. Chair, guests. I'd like to spend a minute or two and welcome you to listening to our report, our annual report of 2018. Again, we were formed in 1992, the Airport Operations Commission, Airport Commission, and then shortly after became an Airport Operations Commission. And we've had tremendous development. I'm proud tonight to have our airport manager, Kurt Stanich, share with you a summary of 2018's business. We have many people to thank, and it is a partnership between all of these groups and individuals that have helped us continue to be as successful as we have been. First and foremost, the county board. Without your support, we would not be where we are today with the true economic engine that we have with Waukesha County Airport. Our county executive, Paul Farrow, the county board chairman, our public works committee, headed up by Dave Swan. You guys do a great job reviewing our work that comes forward to you, so we very much appreciate that. And all county departments, Public Works Department, Allison Bussler, thank you for being here this evening. And our other staff for their support in meeting our commission's goals. Our Airport Operations Commission, and I thought I would share with you just a little bit about what we're responsible for and what we do. We are advisory to the county executive and to the county board. The Airport Operations Commission is responsible for reviewing, advising, and assisting airport management on airport improvements and master plans, proposed capital improvements, the annual budget, the airport rules and regulations, airport operational procedures. Also, user comments regarding the airport operations. We're responsible to communicate and solve problems that may arise at the airport with tenants and users. We also act as a liaison to the county executive and to the county board on all matters concerning airport construction, improvements, equipment, maintenance, operations, establishments of fees and charges for the use of the airport, as well as we advise on matters relating to local, state, and federal rules and regulations regarding airport operations. That's a mouthful. There's a lot of responsibility managing an airport. And I couldn't be more proud to serve as the chairman of this airport for the past 15 years. I had great people to work with. We continue to do very well. We have a solid staff. Amy Scrima, she does a wonderful job as our administrative assistant in marketing. Matt Grenoble is an excellent operations manager. And of course, our own Kurt Stanich as the airport manager. And then on behalf of our Airport Operations Commission, we approved this airport report. And I'd like to mention their names. We have Vice Chairman Steve Betzler, who has served for many, many years on the commission. Myself, Sean McCauley, a new airport commissioner. He's a pilot for Quadgraphics. Brings another dimension, a perspective to the commission that we didn't have before. A jet user, jet pilot for Quad. Abby Lorenz and Kurt Weiss. And that commission is very solid now. And it took years to get a very good a variety of commissioners from different walks of life to serve. We work very well together, and I'm proud to work with them. And on behalf of the Airport Operations Commission, I thank you again for your support. And with that, I'd like to turn it over to Kurt Stanich to present our 2018 Airport Operations Commission report. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor Crowley, Mr. Chairman. Good evening, County Board Supervisors. It's my pleasure this evening to present to you the 2018 Airport Annual Report. The airport's mission is to maximize the net economic and recreational benefit it provides to southeastern Wisconsin and the Great Lakes region. We do this by providing a safe and efficient operating environment for all members of the aviation and local community. We cooperate with all levels of government and focus on eliminating the airport's dependency on county tax levy. Presentation before you this evening outlines our progress towards that mission. Operationally, we're outpacing the average activity at other general aviation airports in the region, finishing 2018 just shy of 49,000 takeoffs and landings. This is our highest total in the last 4 years. The aviation industry nationwide is enjoying strong upswing regarding the number of aircraft being purchased, and our hangar demand has increased commensurately. We've grown from under 80% occupancy to over 95% occupancy in the last 2 years. Second phase of our ramp expansion project was completed, adding an additional 11,200 square yards of pavement, capable of supporting the current and projected corporate aircraft demand. To keep our operations growing, we keep our eye on a continual threat and an emergent opportunity. The threat of wildlife strikes is ever present, and besides our typical mitigation techniques, we increased our staff size in 2018 by hiring 2 full-time wildlife experts to assist in our live raptor trapping program. So far, Wilbur and Orville Pigeon, along with the local falconer, have humanely trapped and relocated 3 red-tailed hawks to a safer environment. Our biggest operational opportunity, which continues to demand increased staff time, is the proliferation of unmanned aerial systems, also known as drones. It is the fastest growing segment of our industry, both in technology and personnel, with now more than 1 million registered drones in the United States. Thankfully, we had no reported near misses this year in 2018. We continue to be an educational resource for the drone community, and we have developed and provided drone training for county departments. Financially, while we came within $2,000 of our amended expenditure budget, our actual revenues outpaced projections by $62,000, ending the year with a $62,881 positive variance from our amended budget. As directed, we diligently worked towards eliminating our reliance on county tax levy, and for the first time in the Commission's history, requested less than $100,000 in tax levy assistance. This next budget cycle, I'm anticipating requesting just $32,563 in levy assistance, and I'm cautiously but hopefully confidently projecting, if all holds steady, we will request no tax levy assistance in the year 2021. For several years now, I've come before the Board of Supervisors to discuss the facts in these reports, giving you an outline of operation, development, budget items that I hope you would find interesting and useful in your yearly work. I've also relayed a few lines that I hope you remember, including my favorite, which is, a mile of road will take you 1 mile, but a mile of runway can take you anywhere. Sorry, Allison. But in reviewing past presentation notes, I realize I may have neglected to share with you the real reason why our airport exists. In addition to the annual report on the tables as you walked in tonight, there's an infographic, and please pick one up on your way out. On it, you'll see fuel flow and traffic activity, followed by 2 sections we call the airfield and the culture. The 54 hangar owners, 195 aircraft owners, and 852 badge holders have formed a community at your airport, which created the culture who enjoys keeps this airport humming with activity. To people like Scott, who after 9 years is finally finishing his Pete and Pole home-built airplane, the one his dad couldn't finish, or Marcus, who would introduce you to his Piper Archer he purchased after getting his pilot's license, and he'll tell you all about the experience he's gaining flying to and from job sites for his business. You might talk to Steve, the GE engineer who builds an airplane with middle school kids every year, or Gary, who teaches people to fly safely around the traffic pattern when he's not flying Boeing 777s around the world. You should listen to Bill's stories, all of them. You'll find him sitting in lawn chairs with his wife most Sunday afternoons in front of their Musketeer. He's had it since he was new. And you might meet Emma, a motivated young woman who caught the aviation bug from her grandfather, Hutch. She used the experience of her pilot's license as a roadmap to the United States Naval Academy. And then there's David, who wrote this letter to me earlier this year. A rite of spring brings out another family visit to the airport, he said. Headsets not required. Thanks to Waukesha County Airport, we didn't have to fly to Schaumburg, Illinois for a $100 hamburger. An 11-year-old young eagle, his 5-year-old brother, and 28-month-old twin sisters got their aviation-themed lunch yesterday. Dad, a pilot, and mom are encouraging their experience. It reminds me, he writes, of how I took my 5 now adult children to the airport while they were still in infant seats. Very young eyes watched aircraft fly overhead. All but one went into the Navy or Marine Corps aviation programs, including my only daughter, the oldest, retired as a Navy flight instructor. So, he says, I guess we parents plant the seed early. Oh, and now Grandpa has a student pilot certificate. Blue skies, David. These are the people who are the recreational pilots, the corporate pilots, the business owners, the enthusiasts, your friends, your neighbors, your constituents, and taxpayers. They're bringing friends and family to have lunch on Fridays. They're bringing new people to the airport to watch the 4th of July fireworks. And they're volunteering to help the Vince Lombardi Cancer Foundation at the first ever Runway 5K raise $10,000 to beat cancer. They also welcomed 4,000 guests just this last weekend out to the airport for the gathering of warbirds. And they are the dyed-in-the-wool enthusiasts who attend monthly coffee talk meetings with the Waukesha Aviation Club, the same club that still exists, who got the idea of this airport going almost 90 years ago. I believe it is the aviation community of pilots, the businesses, the enthusiasts, and the local community which creates the culture that keeps this airport thriving. I believe it's the passion passed down to new aviators and enthusiasts which will ensure we have an airport for the next 90 years. And I believe it is because of all of them in our community that we have the opportunity to provide a safe and efficient operating environment which maximizes the airport's net economic and recreational benefit to southeastern Wisconsin and the Great Lakes region. Thank you for the opportunity to run the airport. Thank you to my boss for the opportunity to continue running the airport and for your attention this evening. I'm happy to answer any questions you might have.
Any questions? Very thorough, well done. And I want to say on behalf of the board, we really appreciate, and Allison, I'm saluting you as well because we've had this conversation, but for going for your goal that we set a while ago, we really appreciate. And we hope that 2021 does happen and we can actually say that the Waukesha County Airport is running without further tax levy. That's a great, great achievement. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Supervisor Paulson.
Mr. Chairman, my fellow supervisors.
Hang on.
When I first come on the board, there was a gentleman by the name of Joe Marchese who was a supervisor. Many of you don't remember him, but on every one of these annually, he used to bring up the fact that we started out with grass runways. So for whatever reason, I have to bring this up every year. Thanks for listening to me.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Swan.
Thank you. When I came on the board about 2000, there was a big discussion about all the board members getting the airport off a levy. Now, that doesn't sound very long ago to you, but it's been a long time. 20 years you've been trying that. And if everything goes according to plan, after next year, we'll be off levy. And I think the people who are running the airport need to be congratulated
just
on
did.
That. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, we'll move on to our business, our presentations of ordinance resolutions and motions. First will be from the Land Use, Parks, and Environmental Committee, Ordinance 1740022.
Thank you. Your 2019 amendment to the Comprehensive Development Plan for Waukesha County 1A Tomich Gudian Legend of Brookfield, or sorry, Legend of Brandybrook Estates, Section 3, Town 6 North, Route or Range 18 East, Town of Genesee.
Supervisor Zimmerman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, fellow supervisors. I move Ordinance 1740022.
I have a second from Supervisor Hammett.
Thank you. This is a change to the Comprehensive Development Plan for 15 acres in the town of Genesee, proposed to change from rural residential and agricultural use to low-density residential for a proposed 12-lot conservation design subdivision. The subject acreage abuts the Legend at Brandybrook Golf Course, and in the immediate area, it's a mix of urban and rural uses, though there are two existing golf course-oriented developments already nearby. The rezone matches the development pattern of the area, and this was approved by the town board, approved by Waukesha County Park and Plan, and unanimously at Lupe, and I urge your support.
Seeing no further discussion, would you please vote? Thank you. The board is closed. The ordinance is passed 25-0. Our next item is ordinance 174-0-23.
Thank you. Amend the district zoning map of the Town of Lisbon Zoning Code by rezoning certain lands located in the southwest quadrant of Section 6, Town 8 North, Range 19 East, Town of Lisbon, Waukesha County, Wisconsin, from A3 Agricultural Residential Estate District to the R1 Suburban Single Family Residential District.
Supervisor Zimmerman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Fellow supervisors, I move ordinance 174-0-23.
Second by Supervisor Morris.
Thank you. This ordinance and the next one are related. Both deal with changing land in the Town of Lisbon from A3 Agricultural District to R1 Suburban Single Family Residential Zoning for the creation of a 43-lot subdivision. There's a total of 69 acres. There's two property owners. One owns 3 acres and the other owns 65. So this ordinance here before you approves rezoning of the 3 acres. And this rezone is consistent with the Comprehensive Development Plan. It was approved by the Town Board, Waukesha County Park and Plan Commission, and unanimously at Lupe, and I urge your support.
Supervisor Widow, you have your light on. Did you want to speak?
Yeah, I hit cancel like 19 times.
All right, I'll cancel you out. Thank you. Then, seeing no further discussion, would you please vote? Board is closed. The ordinance is passed 25-0. Next item is ordinance 174-0-24.
Thank you. Amend the district zoning map of the Town of Lisbon Zoning Code by rezoning certain lands located in the northwest quadrant, the northeast quadrant, and the southwest quadrant of Section 6, Town 8 North, Range 19 East, Town of Lisbon, Waukesha County, Wisconsin, from the 810 Agricultural District to the R1 Suburban Single Family Residential District.
Supervisor Zimmerman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Fellow supervisors, I move ordinance 174-0-24.
Second by Supervisor Batsko.
Thank you. This ordinance approves rezoning of the other 65 acres from A10 Agricultural District to the R1 Suburban Single Family Residential. The rezone is consistent with the Comprehensive Development Plan, was approved by the Town Board, Waukesha County Park and Plan Commission, unanimously at Lupe, and I urge your support.
Seeing no further discussion, would you please vote? Board is closed. The ordinance passes 25-0. Our next item is ordinance 174-0-25.
Thank you. Amend the district zoning map of the Town of Genesee Zoning Code by rezoning certain lands in the northwest quadrant of Section 9 and part of the northwest quadrant of Section 10, Town 6 North, Range 18 East, Town of Genesee, Waukesha County, Wisconsin, from the R1 Residential District to the A2 Rural Home District.
Supervisor Zimmerman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Fellow supervisors, I move ordinance 174-0-25.
Second by Supervisor Mitchell.
Thank you. This ordinance proposes changing 8 parcels in the Town of Genesee from R1 Residential to A2 Rural Home. In this particular subdivision, it's already primarily zoned A2 Rural Home. And the town recognized that there's actually a handful of properties zoned differently for some reason, although the lot sizes are actually the same as the others that are zoned A2. And thus, they are proposing changing these 8 properties to properly match the zoning of the rest of the subdivision. It was approved by the town board, Waukesha County Park and Plan, and unanimously at Lupe, and I urge your support.
Seeing no further discussion, would you please, oh, I got Supervisor Heinrich.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman, my fellow supervisors. I just had a question. When I look at the map, Dave, you had indicated 8 properties, so I'm counting them out, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. What about this one off to the east here? Is that included in this?
Bear with me just a second.
So the one on the far east that's got the hash marks in it is not included?
I don't believe so.
Because on both the larger map and the smaller map, so.
Oh, it is included, yes.
That one is.
But I think that might be owned by another owner of an existing one.
Okay. So this particular ordinance is just for the larger 8 here?
Marked area, which would include that one.
Which includes that?
The lines are deceiving, but I think that is included in the 8th one.
I think there are a total of 8, but I think you're right, Bill, that the lines are deceiving the way it's drawn. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, so this...
There is 8 there. Okay.
That's 1.
So this is 1. Correct. Okay. All right. Thank you. Yep. Thank you.
Thank you. If we are clarified. All right. Seeing no other further discussion, would you please vote? Board is closed. The ordinance is passed 25-0. Our next item is Ordinance 1740027.
Thank you. Authorized participation in Wisconsin Outdoor Motorized Recreational Trails Aid for Waukesha County Snowmobile Trails.
Supervisor Zimmerman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Fellow supervisors, I'm in Ordinance 1740027.
He's on. Second by Supervisor Widow.
Test. Thank you. 1740027. This ordinance approves the Parks and Land Use Department to apply for and receive a pass-through grant for the maintenance of snowmobile trails in the county. The Waukesha County Snowmobile Association acquires, insures, and maintains the trails. However, the county must apply for and receive any grant funding, which upon receipt can then be dispersed to the Snowmobile Association. This was approved unanimously at LUPE, and I urge your support.
Seeing no further discussion, would you please vote? Board is closed. The ordinance is passed 25-0. Our next item is Ordinance 1740032.
Thank you. Approve second amendment to the construction and operating agreement between Waukesha County and Resource Recovery Systems, LLC, and modify the 2019 county budget for the material recovery facility.
Supervisor Zimmerman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Fellow supervisors, I move Ordinance 1740032.
I have a second by Supervisor Cummings.
Thank you. In 2014, as you'll recall, the county joined with the City of Milwaukee to construct and operate a joint materials recovery facility called the MRF, and we contracted with Reed Community to operate the facility. Reed Community is now owned by Republic Services, and this ordinance approves an amendment to the operating agreement with Republic Services. The amendment to the agreement deals with some of the financing, and basically, in a nutshell, it amounts to paying Republic higher fees for their processing services. This is necessitated by global market conditions that have negatively affected the recycling industry, consisting of, for us, higher processing costs and lower market value for recyclables, predicated largely by a ban in Asia, on imported recyclables. So it's not feasible any longer to utilize that, and it led to flooding of domestic markets and subsequent lower market value for the recycled materials. When the materials recovery facility was originally planned, the market value for the recyclables was $110 a ton, and we used $100 conservatively for our financial models. And everything works at $100, but unfortunately, prices have now dropped to about $80, $85 a ton, which has a very, very significant impact. In fact, Republic had sent us a termination notice due to this, and that led to the renegotiation of the contract with them versus trying to find another vendor, because anyone else that we would find as another operator would cost far more than what we're paying operating with Republic. Table 1 of the ordinance details the changes in the new agreement terms, the largest impact of which is the processing fee that we're paying Republic, and it increases from $32 a ton to $50 a ton. There's a rather lengthy fiscal note detailing all the impacts of the change to the agreement. You can see that operating costs increased $670,000, again, largely due to the increased processing fee. But we are offsetting that by suspending dividend payments to the 27 municipal partners, at least until conditions improve. Revenue decreases $745,750 due to material sales decrease, as I discussed, and also there's an increase of fund balance of $508,570. I do want to read the bottom of the fiscal note because it's important. It says that the department estimates that over the remaining 6 years of the contract, material sales will recover slowly due to improved markets and efforts to increase the quality of materials. The department has indicated further adjustments to preserve fund balance can include further revisions to the community dividends and enacting a material processing fee. So the takeaway from that is hopefully that this is, hopefully it won't get any worse than this, and things will only be looking up after this. This was approved unanimously at Lupe, unanimously at Exec, unanimously at Finance, and I urge your support.
Supervisor Johnson.
Mr. Chairman, fellow supervisors, I'm just curious as far as, did Republic work with John's recycling? I'm just wondering, because I thought I had remembered hearing something about John's. I know they are having issues as well. I'm just curious if you know the information.
They're not part of the agreement, but the municipal partners do contract with hauling services like John's. And John's may take material to the facility, but they're not part of the contract. And I know it gets a little confusing with the providers because ReCommunity also owned the other entity. Dale, if you could help me out with it. ReCommunity owned
They owned the land of Kenosha.
Right, and then they got bought by Republic. So that's why it now says Republic.
Supervisor Paulson.
Mr. Chairman, my fellow supervisors, I would suggest that the supervisors keep a copy of this ordinance because you may be questioned by your local municipalities. You got to remember we've been giving them a dividend over the years and they're not going to receive it. And it's the same thing when we make a contract with the state and they change the distribution that this becomes a problem. So I would hope that we'd be able to articulately speak to the local officials when this comes up.
Supervisor Howard.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, fellow supervisors. One of the things that was really, I thought, impactful is the fact that the quality of our garbage or recycling is really important. And the county does have a recycling educational piece coming out more specifically. And I think educating our constituents is going to be important. I'm going to try to start this with my own condo community because that is a huge impact as well, the quality of our recycling. So I just want to mention that.
Supervisor Mitchell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, fellow supervisors. In answer to Mr. Paulson's thing, I wanted to compliment staff. They have been informing and talking to our municipal partners all along, so there are going to be no surprises at budget time. Annalise, Perry, and Dale are good communicators, and they've been keeping our partners in the loop on this in a number of ways, meeting with all the public works departments, who is ever responsible in each community. So again, there may be some holes as far as how that gets disseminated in the individual communities, but the communities have all been notified of what's going on. So again, just compliments to our staff and handling this.
Thank you. Supervisor Zimmerman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, fellow supervisors. I also wanted to respond to Supervisor Paulson's comment. It's very well taken. If you do have questions in the community, one thing that's important to note also is that we did coordinate and assist all of those partner communities in coordinating a larger contract for their hauling of the materials to the MRF that they pay. So they are enjoying that too right now, you know, that they do have lower costs on that, which is wonderful. And there's no material processing fee that they're being charged. I think that's maybe more the norm in the industry. So right now they're at zero basically. So, and hopefully we can return to the dividend scheme when conditions improve.
When garbage gets better is what you're saying.
Correct.
Seeing no further discussion, would you please vote? The board is closed. The ordinance passes 24-1. Next will be the Public Works Committee, Ordinance 174-0026.
Thank you. Laying out relocation and improvement of the intersection of County Trunk Highway O and County Trunk Highway IH 43 westbound to Beloit Road, revision number 1, Waukesha County Project ID 2782-03-06.
Supervisor Swan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, fellow supervisors. I move 026.
Second by Supervisor Oisaki.
As mentioned in the title, this is an improvement needed at the intersection of O and I on the I-43 westbound ramp, and I urge your support. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, would you please vote? Board is closed. The ordinance is passed 25-0. Our next item is Ordinance 174-0031.
Thank you. Approved lease with WISDOT for the Woodburn Road Salt Storage Facility.
Supervisor Swan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, fellow supervisors. I move 031.
Second by Supervisor Johnson.
This has been in the works for the last 4 or 5 years. It's been an approved capital project out where we have our present storage sheds, salt storage sheds. We're going to add an additional storage shed that the state's going to pay 90% of. We're going to pay 10% of. They're going to use our land, which we figure is about worth $250,000 worth of land. I call that hill out there Bolte's Hill because it's been there for a long time, and supposedly we're going to move some of that dirt around so this building is kind of hidden from residents on the west side, south side of the property. The state has agreed to this. We've been trying to get it to happen, like I said, for the last several years. We're going to end up moving our brine making capacity we have in our building now out there, and it's going to be a new $690,000 690,000 gallon brine capacity area, because in the future, it looks like that's the route we're going to do until they come up with some better way of
of providing substance to go on the roads when it gets extremely cold. The term of the agreement, if you look on the back, I'm on the back now, the term of the agreement is for 40 years. It can be renewed for additional 10 years. And then it's within budget. Once finished, the county will own the facility. Once it's constructed, the state will get the permitted to store salt rent-free, and we get to use 10% of the storage space. So it's like a win-win for the county, and the state's paying a lot of it, and we figured down the last part there will be some expense to maintain the facility, about $3,000 per year. And the way it's set up around that area, I think it'll look better than the domes that are like pointed up and easier for neighbors to see. So it's going to hold more salt and be much better. So I urge your support.
Thank you. Seeing no further discussion, would you please vote? Board is closed. New shed will be constructed, 25-0. Next up with the Executive Committee, Ordinance 1740028.
Thank you. Modify scope of capital project 200815, digital radio system upgrade, to allocate funds for digital paging system upgrade.
Supervisor Heinrich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My fellow supervisors, I move Ordinance 1740028.
Second by Supervisor Howard.
This ordinance provides for updating of the paging system from an analog system to a digital system and to be included in the capital project 2008-15. It's strictly a scope increase and does not require any adjustment to the previously approved capital expenditure. This was passed unanimously by Executive, Finance, and Judiciary Committees, and I urge your support.
Seeing no further discussion, would you please vote? Board is closed. The ordinance is passed, 25-0. Next are appointments. Supervisor Heinrich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, my fellow supervisors. I move appointments 174A004 and 005. Are we doing them together?
They have them as separate.
They are going to be separate?
Separate. Yeah.
Okay, I make the motion to approve appointment 174A004.
It's Brianna Rasmussen to the Heartland Library Board of Trustees. Do I have a second? Second by Supervisor Zimmerman.
Brianna Rasmussen, as Chairman had indicated, was passed unanimously at Executive Committee, and I urge your support.
Seeing no further discussion, would you please vote? Board is closed. And Ms. Rasmussen is appointed, 25-0. Next is appointment 174A005. Torin Misko to the Dispatch Operations Commission. Supervisor Heinrich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My fellow supervisors, I move for the appointment of 174A005.
Second by Supervisor Wolf.
As Chairman has indicated, this is for Torin Misko to the Dispatch Operations Commission. Most of you probably remember Torin. Used to work in our Sheriff's Department. And now is chief in, is that Delfield or?
No, Heartland. He is chief of police in Heartland, thank you.
In Heartland, so he's a known entity for us. He was approved unanimously at executive, and I urge your support.
Seeing no further discussion, would you please vote on the appointment? Board is closed. Chief Misko is appointed to the Dispatch Operations Commission. Thank you. 25-0. Next will be JLE. Ordinance 174-0029.
Approve expenditure of a cash donation and accept an in-kind donation to Sheriff's Department of Child Seats of Child Car Seats and Booster Seats and modify the 2019 Sheriff's Department budget.
Supervisor Wolf.
Mr. Chairman, I move ordinance number 174-0029.
Second by Supervisor Foti.
Mr. Chairman and my fellow supervisors, this ordinance allows us to accept a cash donation of $731 and 10 new child car seats and 5 booster seats for use by the Sheriff's Department. The $730 will be used for training for proper installation and other promotional materials. This ordinance has no direct cash levy impact, and I urge your support.
Thank you. And seeing no further discussion, would you please vote? Board is closed. The ordinance is passed 25-0. Next item is 174-0030.
Thank you. Accept State of Wisconsin Telephonic Assisted CPR Resuscitation Program funding and modify the Emergency Preparedness 2019 budget, appropriate grant revenues and expenditures.
Supervisor Wolf.
Mr. Chairman, I move ordinance number 174-0030.
Second by Supervisor Grant.
Mr. Chairman and my fellow supervisors, this ordinance allows us to accept $15,586 in grant funding from the Wisconsin Division of Public Health. This money is going to be put toward headsets and other training to allow our dispatchers to provide telephonic CPR instructions. Again, this is use of grant funding, and it has no direct tax levy impact, and I urge your support.
Seeing no further discussion, would you please vote? Board is closed. The ordinance is passed 25-0. Next item is from our Human Resources Committee, a motion. Supervisor Nelson.
I move to accept the 2018 annual report of the County Clerk's Office.
Second by Supervisor Crowley.
Mr. Chairman, fellow supervisors, our new clerk is off to an excellent start. You have a copy of her annual report. It does show numbers down for marriage licenses and passports. And one of the things our new clerk is going to be looking at is whether the current staffing of a number of part-time people is the most effective way to go. She's going to look into the future of possibly consolidating that into some full-time staff, which could result in more hours to take care of things like marriage licenses and passports. It's not in the report, but we did discuss the important 2020 elections that will happen next year, and her office is prepared and ready to go for that. And we did review that our election systems are safe with good security, safe from hacking and other influences. She's off to a great start, and I encourage you to accept her report. Thank you.
And I want to say before we vote that I want to salute Meg on a great job bringing professionalism to the county clerk office. She's been a joy to work with, so thank you.
It's been a pleasure, thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, would you please vote?
You have to vote again, Mike.
It's in the manual.
Peter.
Thank you. The board is closed, and the clerk's annual report is accepted 25-0. I will now entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting. So called by Supervisor Wolf, second by Supervisor Johnson. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. We are adjourned. Thank you.
So first thing, I'm sorry that I cannot make a ribbon cutting Wednesday.